things.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God, Friday night, brand new intro, got off my lazy ass and pretended to know what I was doing when editing some songs. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big. My shit on?
Yeah, your shit's on. Turn your earphones
up. It's on, bitches.
Can I hear? Well, hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit.
God. I can't hear myself, therefore nobody else can either. Even though I've been told multiple times the microphone in front of me is in fact turned on.
And it's a big black cock.
He's never seen one before.
Lift up your gut. It'll help.
The large black man to my left is in fact Big
Daddy
DeCat.
Big Daddy DeCat, get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
He's like, fuck you.
And I'm Murphy.
It's Friday night, spankwagon.net. Find us. Love us. Get a hold of us right now if you're just tuning in, which you should be. If not, you're a fucking waste of life.
You can hold me right now if you're crouching underneath the desk.
God bless you, Radio UK.
How the fuck is it our most loyal listener lives in another country? We can't even get people on our... You know, that's the problem.
Extradition rights. That's what it is. We can't get them.
We can't get people in this city to listen to us, but we get people all over the goddamn world to listen.
Absolutely. But that's Vegas for you. That's classic Vegas problem. Holy Vegas has shit. No interest in itself. I'm sure we're going to hear that. We have our guests in the studio. Actually, they're hanging out in the green room. Cornerstone. In tonight. Sinister, we had booked tonight. We had to rebook for next week.
Something about needing to go and drink some blood from a virgin. I don't really know what it was.
Are there any left in Vegas? Speaking of Vegas.
Well, if that's the case, he has to go to like an elementary school and shit. And I hope this Sinister's not
there. Well, fuck, we're going to hear about him on the news. Local scary man caught sniffing bicycle seats. Film at 11.
Shocker, he's not a Clark County School District employee.
Oh!
I'm going to hell for that one.
Double shock. All right, so I'm sure they're going to say something. You know, every musician who tries to do what they do in this town all say pretty much most of the same thing, is that not enough people support the local music scene.
So are you putting down my city, my people?
You know what? Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know there are a bunch of motherfuckers, aren't
thank
they?
Thank you. I mean, I can't speak. I come from fucking Iowa, okay? So there's really not much of a music scene unless you count like a, you know, tractor breaking down and all the clanging gears. But
I was going to say a jug band.
Jug band. Actually, you know what? Or if you're... All right. But if you ask Joker, of course, he's going to say there's a huge local music scene of Irish Celtic and all that stuff. And I'm like, no, wait. There's got to be more.
What's that one Irish bar still open where the local bands play or some shit? Not the one on the... Not Hennessy's. It's another one.
What, here?
Fado's?
Yeah, Fado's.
Fado's closed down, moved. McMullen's is still open. Nine Fine Irishmen is...
Sorry. I was going to say, Fado's put the tires on the trailer, head out.
Yeah, no shit. What do you mean you want us to increase all of our prices 35% and you're not going to support us anymore? Fuck that. We're out.
Well, that's the thing. Part of it, well, the main part of it, of course, is fucking hotels. You know, the hotels get all these local musicians that fucking, I mean, you can't knock them. It's like 12 o'clock at night. You're rolling through Texas Station. You got some motherfucker, you know, under the star spreading the news. And it's like 100 drunk motherfuckers.
Swaying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I can't knock the hotels. They pull in fucking people.
Well, they're not really pulling in people. What you're dealing with are
just reorganize the drunks already there.
Yeah, that's just it. All they're doing is they're giving something to stop people, make them turn around, look at a slot machine, fall in love, and spend, you know, and pay my taxes.
Then my question would be for you guys, which I feel, do you feel that the hotels in the city are monopolies? I mean, they take – no, look at it. You have to go to the hotel to go to a fucking movie. You have to go to a hotel to go to a club. You have to go to a hotel to go bowling. You know what I mean? There's only a few – the only thing you make it do is go to another bar or play pool.
Well,
other than that, what else is it to do in a city that you don't have to go to a hotel?
Well, you know, in this town, basically, they're doing what malls do in other towns. It's not a monopoly, but they're just trying to give you no reason to have to leave.
Okay.
Right.
So other places like Moose's, closed down. Tom and Jerry's. Closed down.
Oh, yeah.
Because the clubs are totally the SRO club, the beach.
Every club is
torn down.
It's impossible for these standalone clubs to compete.
That's what I'm trying to say. So do you think the hotels are kind of a monopoly?
Not really necessarily a monopoly. It's just that these local, these smaller places, first off, Tom and Jerry's is a bad example. People got shot in their parking lot, and there's a lot
almost
of shit
was
going
there
on
that
Tom
day.
And Jerry's. Oh, wow.
I was almost there that day.
Moose's, you know, they're not leveraging the fact that they are right across the street from the university. They're not leveraging that business at all.
Well, it's
they're
it's
also not
down.
Advertising to it.
Yeah, no, it's closed down.
Right. Well, no, obviously they're not right now, but they didn't advertise effectively, in my opinion. They didn't advertise effectively. They didn't market themselves effectively. You know, it's also another problem with the fact that even though Las Vegas, Nevada has a university, no one really knows. So many more people don't care than actually do care. So, I mean, it's part of that problem as well. Everybody thinks, oh my God, you must go down to the strip all the time for everything. It must be just fantastic. And everybody kind of understands after you have to explain it. No, unfortunately, the casinos and the resort corridor, we just don't touch that often.
No, but I understand the point. But I mean, even what I say is because, you know, growing up here and being here all my life, I've seen a lot. Everybody has separate theaters. These theaters wasn't in the hotels. You know what I mean? Before the Texas Station, they opened up, and then the Station Casinos and the bigger hotels too. But it was Century 16. You know,
oh God, the Century Desert 16. I used to go there all the time.
How much debt did you lose in there?
Oh dude,
I lost a lot of the Red Rock, but
oh. Dude, I used to work at the Tropicana Steaks, the Tropicana and Pecos, back when I was in high school, man.
No, the $2.
Well, it was
$2 cinema.
Yeah, it was $2.50.
Yeah, it was. That's the thing. Like all the movie theaters, any bowling alleys, any clubs, has all been.
They just can't compete.
And that's why I don't, you know, not monopoly in the sense of the official word monopoly, but isn't it monopoly-ish what the hotels has done to this city?
I think what Murph said, though, is pretty accurate, the more I think about it, because back home in the Midwest, you do go to the mall to go to the theater. You do go to the mall to do things. You know, out here, it's just changing that pseudo-public square. Malls were, you know, people always try to say, well, you know, we need more public space and things like that. And people have called the mall like the modern town square, which it isn't for obvious reasons. You know, the fact that it's private property and it's very controlled and restricted. But people look for that. And these casino owners are going, you know, they're not much for the malls here. There's not much for all these outlying areas. But we're centralized. Yep. We have money and a budget. And we can woo in better films or better product or have a better experience.
Plus, you know, there's not as much of a building cost involved in, you know, setting up shop inside of a casino versus setting up shop outside. You don't have to pay for a building. You don't have to worry about construction. You know, you don't have to worry about a lot of things that go along with that. I think it's just better for businesses go inside of another building.
Yeah, so. I guess so, because you automatically will pull in people. It's not like you have to pull in people when you're in a hotel. You're automatically going to pull in people regardless.
That's true. Yeah. You know, and like you mentioned,
even the westward ho, you go to your pulling, that motherfucker stays open, so it must pull in some motherfuckers, right?
You know,
God, that's a rundown piece of shit, but it's been open for 50 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't close down because you always get the drugs, you get somebody in there.
But the thing is, you mentioned earlier, you know, how do people who perform in the casino, it is just because a lounge there isn't necessary for the live music or for the entertainment value. Yep. It's a trap. It's a trap. Well, I mean, thank you, Akbar. It's a trap in the sense that everything they do is to keep you away from the doors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And keep
you
from
daylight,
trying to
figure out
the time.
No clocks.
Right. No water fountains.
water, air, scents pumped through the air system, through the air ducts, like, smells like steak. I gotta get these home.
Yeah, exactly. Certain colors invoke certain food moods and appetites.
I wish I could find that color that invokes people giving me money. Shit, I'd paint myself that color.
It's called bum.
It's Green Man.
And then all the girls in there trying to compete with each other walking by me. I've seen people, including my brother and I, that's actually just watch the girls. They didn't even go into the fucking club. Just watch the girls from outside the club get it in. Like, God damn, that bitch is, look at that bitch right there. Oh, shit, look at this bitch. Mm-hmm. And never spent a dime in the motherfucker. No. But it's like you had a club experience.
You know,
when you go in the club, all you do is like, oh, God, that girl's
all
fine.
You do is that's look at the same like, chicks that you looked at outside.
Yeah.
And then get rejected. I mean, I can get that shit out on the street. Why do I got to pay a $50 cover fee and stand in line for 45 minutes?
No shit. I get that shit online. Yeah. So, I mean.
Online, you get rejected by your own hand. Who are you kidding?
Oh, I do, don't I? Damn.
Just get your
oh, that's right. I'm not supposed to make fun of you guys anymore.
Oh, no. All bets are off on that.
Violation.
Just get your bottle of booze and stay outside the fucking club. Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, you got your drink. You got your chicks. You're good to go.
Exactly.
And you can hear the motherfucker next to you talking. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the music from inside coming out.
All we need now is Chief with us next to us with a couple of glow sticks waving that shit around, and we're inside.
There you go.
Hey!
There you go.
I told you about that goth club, man.
The goth club, oh, the Crave?
Yes.
Well, you know, only club I've been in Vegas, I've been in 54 once. And it was the most miserable experience of my life.
The
first
fuck
off,
were you there for? You got lost?
Apparently.
but they needed a token white guy for the night.
You paid for a free ticket.
Free ticket.
All right.
Fuck no, I wouldn't pay for that.
Why you went, because you went for the same goddamn reason I went.
Did you go?
Back at for the Christmas party.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
So it was the most miserable, pathetic experience of my life.
For you?
Well, for me. Yes. I'm not a social person by any means.
No.
See,
really?
you were holding up the wall, and I got somehow, don't even know how it happened, but I got stuck at the bar between all the hot girls who happened to show up at the bar and all the hot girls we worked with, and everyone started doing shots around me. And I was like, I'm just going to stand here and not say anything. And next thing I know, I've got boobs up against me and my hands are in tops and people are just smiling at me and I'm like, I don't even know why I came here. But I got titties.
Well, everybody has to have a goal in life. All right,
is not to be Ron Jeremy's fluffer.
Well, that seems pretty easy, but unless you have a bunch of drinks and all of a sudden Ron Jeremy's crotch is up against your hand.
No,
you don't fluff with your
I said no.
You don't fluff with your mouth, dumb shit.
What porno company have you been talking to? I've never met a fluffer who didn't suck a cock.
See, I always thought it was all handjob.
Hell no!
Oh, see, what do I know?
Dude, okay, here's the thing. When you fuck for a living, okay, getting a handjob's just not gonna do it anymore. It's kind of like heroin. Pretty soon, you just need to be deep-throating some girl while she's looking up at you. You're seeing her father's hopes and dreams for her drain out of her eyes. She's crying and the saliva's dribbling out. And that's the only thing that gets you hard.
I wrote the new rules for Spankwagon. What not to do?
Violation.
Talk about each other, violation. Not to talk about sex. Violation.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Wait, what else can I break on this tonight?
Wait,
it's only night
one. Look at this. The name of the show, Spank. All right, let's not even go any further here. All right. Do we need to remind people?
I ain't got any Jack Daniels. Violation.
There is no misconception as to what we do when your show title is called Spank Wagon.
Yeah, I had a 6-year-old lady ask me what the title meant.
Oh,
we'll go on break it.
Oh, that's funny.
When I was doing my book, she was like, Spank? I think I brought it up before. She was like, Spank Wagon? I think I've heard of that term before.
That's when you get pulled over on the side of the road.
All right. You know what? We do need to go. Flat tire. We want to remind everybody, spankwagon.net.
.net.
We want to hear from you. Murph, give out that number. Sexy voice.
In my
Here, wait. Let me see if I can get you more masculine.
Can you
get me some?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here, let me turn down the highs.
Like old-timey radio. Okay.
Nope, I didn't mean to turn on it again. Hold on.
Dude, here.
I have my own. Dude, that's not even right. Wait a minute. Leave this here. For those of you listening on the podcast right now, run into the other room. Take the headphones from your iPod.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jam it up your wife's snatch, because here we go.
Thank you, Howard Stern.
You're welcome. Take that shit off. Look, I got my own sexy voice. I got my own sexy filter. You ready? It's
1-866 587-6257.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, it's our phone number. And, of course, if you're not live, you're listening to the podcast or the replay, or you're clicking the brand new play button on the website.
Woohoo!
Email radio@spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you. Now, I was given
that
something
wasn't
this
sexy?
Week. No. Maybe I mean, our guests are hard. I don't know. We'll ask them.
I need a fluffer.
Well, he knows all about that. There you go. All right. So what we're going to do, actually, I was given a song to play.
Violation.
Classic. You guys remember Classic.
Hell yeah.
Classic. Classic.net does Classic Click Live here at LV Rocks on Wednesday nights. One of his artists, Casey, released her first song, first track off of her album. What I'm going to do is play the song. It's Boy Toy, definitely an anti-man song. I'm going to play it, but I'm also going to follow it up with a commercial so you can kind of learn if you like it.
Don't tell them they're listening to a commercial. Now they're just going to fast forward on the TiVo.
They don't have a TiVo.
If they're listening to the podcast, they do.
Oh, shit.
You dumb shit. Oh, shit. I made fun of him again, didn't I?
Yeah,
violation.
Wait. I got to look at the list. I got to break something here. I need a bit. No. I said no. There you go. I broke the law.
Play the Bit Killer song already.
I don't even have it uploaded anymore. Yeah, really. Huh?
All right. All go right. A break.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Lady at Classic Click Records. She's here. Casey. Yeah, you know what she's doing to do, man. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Uh-huh. Taking over the R&B scene. Doing it. Now get ready. Woo! Woo!
Boy Toy, baby. Boy, I see you over there standing. Why you playing all these games with me? Didn't call me all day, all night. Pull up to the club, see you all right. You're unemployed, did you whisper that up in the air? Is that the shirt I bought you last year? Mom and dad said I should have let you go, but I was a fool and I told them totally no. Boy toy, baby, not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
Boy toy, baby, not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
Boy toy, baby, not your boy toy. I see you in the club in the corner giving love. That you would play with me. You took my love for granted, told me we will always be. You took my cash before you dash, you know, good piece of trash. Now I'm glad everything is now in the past. Take my number, baby boy, and you can lose it too. Delete it out that BlackBerry that I bought you. Oh no, you're looking so sad. Your puffy doll face just are making me mad.
Boy toy, baby, not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
Boy toy, baby, not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
Boy toy,
baby, not your boy toy. I see you in the club, in the corner giving love.
You know sometimes how I be frontin'. I wanna let you know, baby doll, it don't mean nothing.
Yeah, right, say that now. Until you're sitting there in front of your crowd. You think you're a pill, put your head in the clouds. You got 2 feet, so you can leave now. Pick your face up off the floor, don't step on it now. I'm gonna party with my girls and celebrate now.
Boy toy, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, yeah.
The time is now.
It's now.
The wait is over. Get ready for R&B sensation and First Lady of Classic Click Records, Casey's hit single, Boy Toy.
Boy Toy.
Boy Toy. Now available at www.rockmp3.com/Casey. That's www.rockmp3.com/Casey. KAYCEE. It's going down, man, in a major way, right here on Classic Click Live.
Oh, my goodness. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Check out the site. Check out the forums. Those are good. Those are funny. Did you see my Obama politic one?
Your what?
The Obama.
Oh, the Obama tit one?
The tits for Obama.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's a great one.
I got one. I'll add to it later. I got a
Did you
one.
See the cunts for McCain? You did see that one, right?
That's his running mate, right?
Yes, that
oh,
is
okay.
the cunts
Just double checking. Just
want to point that out. All right. So, Murph, who do we have with you on that side of the bar?
Some dudes. No, with us in studio tonight, we have the guys from Cornerstone hanging out with us. Had them come in because, quite frankly, they're going to completely destroy it. The Diablos. What is it? The Battle of... I hate to say something as lame as Battle of the Bands, but you got to get right up on it, dude. Like,
oh, sorry.
Like it's a big black cock. You know, it's amazing. Every time Wes is in, you know, it's funny. Every time Wes is in here, he grabs it and tries to pull it.
He's like, oh my God. Oh,
you
Lord,
know what?
God.
Don't make me say anything about my brother. Right now. I promised him I'd only embarrass him at live shows and not like via the internet or anything.
He does say some stories that when they were not like. Around.
Yeah. I mean, I did post that picture of him dressed as the Ultimate Warrior when he was like 8, but, you know.
Actually,
he was younger
what?
Than that.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'll repost it.
Yeah,
oh,
we
yes,
need
please.
That.
He's probably
we
like 5 or 6. He's in the little Speedos. His face is painted. He's got this big wig on and the arm tassels and everything. Love it.
And he blows up on the way to the ring.
Yeah, you know, he loves when I talk about that, too. That's why I bring it up as nice. Much as possible.
I kind of get the feeling he'd do it now if he had the wig still.
He probably would. Because I remember a couple years ago, I bought him that ECW replica belt. And I said, this is not to leave the house. This is for decoration. This is not for you to be wearing in public. And sure enough, he wore it until he saw that I was coming to the show. And then he took it off. And unfortunately, he posted a picture of him still wearing it. So I knew he took it out of the house.
Oh. All right. First question off the back.
Well, hold on. So you guys have that thing going on at Diablos, right?
Yes. The Rock the Roof Battle of the Bands.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you guys are the final one is this coming Friday, right?
No, Thursday.
Thursday. It's coming
Thursday. The 16th. All right.
And it's you guys and who else is still left? It's
Otherwise, Valentine and Theory of Flight.
Very cool. And the grand prize is
10 G's.
10 grand. Holy shit.
Yes, sir.
Who's sponsoring this?
Spank Wagon Radio.
There you go.
Who the fuck do I have 10 grand, motherfucker?
Throw us a couple grand right now. We'll say it all night.
We'll print out 10 grand.
it's a bunch of corporate sponsors. And really, you know, I hate to make it sound like that. I don't care where the money's coming from. Just as long as the check clears and... All right. Everything's lovely.
So that's good.
So then my first question. Uh-oh. Who's the better musician, you or your brother?
Oh.
Why you gotta do that?
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes.
He did that.
But I we do. Two, you know what, man? We do two different kinds of things.
Sounds like excuses.
I think my headphones are going out. I didn't hear the question.
Sound like excuses to me.
No.
Come
you
on,
know
Sarah Palin, answer the question.
I know. It's a better band. In what respect, Charlie?
You betcha.
So which bands do you listen to? Oh, a variety of them. Some of them, all of them. You know. No, but...
I
mean, you know what? I can't honestly say because, like, right now, you know, I can say without you know, any problem that they're doing really well right now. You know, I've been to their shows and those boys draw like mad, you know, and they're edging us out a little bit right now, you know, but you know, I love watching them play, you know,
I think we're better.
A couple bands before.
I think we're better.
He's like, you say edges out. This motherfucker's like, what you
saying? No, I'm just saying the numbers. So that's not what you're saying. But
they're a really good band, but it's like we're really not comparable. It's like taking Slipknot in gym class. I mean, you know, you never see them on the same bill.
You guys really do have two totally different sounds. I mean, standing there watching Dim play, you're just hoping
scared.
Your ears don't. Yeah, exactly. Scared, and I'm like, I hope my ears don't start to bleed. But this is probably one of the coolest things I've stood in front of in a long time.
Yeah. Until they mosh.
Until you get the mosh pit, you ran.
Yeah, I had to get the hell out of there. And then you guys,
stop the bass.
I don't know if you saw. We did the Cheyenne Saloon thing.
Yeah,
yeah. We were standing there on the edge of the mosh pit, right as the shit guard started to get crazy. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going back to the guy with the sound booth. I just got the fuck out of there. I'm not gonna take a shot.
See, that's
for that.
What's funny is like they used to keep that under control, but I went to go see them this past weekend, and it was like the security said, fuck it, and just let them go. And I was just kind of standing. I'm like, this could get really scary, really fast. So it's like as long as Woody's not throwing like a fiberglass head at me or whatever. It's like,
yeah, that's a crazy one.
Yeah, I got hit with something one time. I was like, so I threw it back at him, and it like bonked him right in the head. And I was like, it wasn't really what I was trying to do, but it was still funny. So I was just like, yeah, you know, heads come flying at you. You kind of move.
movie.
Okay, yeah. Craziest shit that's happened at one of your shows.
Oh, because
I'd have to say the dude who we used to have these thongs.
What?
We used to have these baby thongs.
Were you wearing them?
We used to
them?
Sell to women. Well, let me finish the story.
Oh, oh no.
We used to have these thongs we used to sell to girls, and they were real sexy pink. This dude, who's a friend of our guitar player, Scott, at the time, drunk off his ass, he buys one, and we're thinking, oh, maybe he's going to buy it for his girlfriend. He comes out of the Cheyenne Saloon, and you've been there.
Yeah.
You know what kind of rough place that is. He comes out wearing nothing but that thong.
Oh,
I think he had one of the t-shirts wrapped around his head, like looking like Ishtar or something. Oh, like
but the sad thing was that everything fit. Nothing was coming off the side.
No, yeah, I mean, not good.
Nothing was exposed.
Fortunately, we don't remember his name, because I would put his shit on blast right now. Yeah, it was good, and advertising and the most horrible advertising we ever had all at the same time. So
now, people who haven't heard you guys, we know what you sound like. I mean, we were there. How would you guys describe your sound?
You want to take this one, Rocky?
You're not going to like what I got to say. So, no, I think we're pretty diverse. Like, we get compared to Gym Class Heroes a lot. I think we're, I don't know, like we have on our MySpace, we sound like all our influences. Like, we got a little bit of roots where the hip-hop, the slow funky stuff, then mm-hmm. we got a little bit of heavier stuff, and as long as you don't compare us to Limp Bizkit, I'm cool, you know. That's one thing I can't stand.
No Limp Bizkit, no Papa Roach.
I like Papa,
I don't know,
Roach.
I mean, because I think that's the hardest thing. It's what I've always said is our blessing and our curse all at the same time, is that we've always had people in the band who we like a lot of different things, we like to play a lot of different things, so we just do. So whereas, you know, it might be easier for us on a marketing sense to kind of pick one direction and stick with it, it's just a lot more fun doing it this way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to say, just looking at you guys, I mean, good God, we've got Tommy the Teller from the bank here. And you know, it's, you know, you at least got the Chicago gear on, but the goatee going. And I'm like, wait a minute. Same
and this,
band?
And this, changes, man. Like, if I was hitting the club tonight, I'd have my grown man on and, you know, the collared button-up shirt and the slacks.
Won't be looking like a school janitor?
You know what I mean?
The one eye open, the yellow card and shit.
You know?
Janitor slash hall monitor.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's got to be all of it, man. And it's just like, and, you know, I think that just kind of, once again, it just kind of reinforces what our sound is like. It's like we're all over the place, you know what I mean? It's just, like you said, we got the funky stuff, and then we got the heavier stuff, then we got the melodic stuff. You know, it's like, I mean, we're not as heavy as most bands like in town, but it's we kind of throw it around everywhere. Like, even putting together our set for this Diablo show, I mean, you know, we've got a bunch of songs to pick from, but we're just like, well, do we try to keep it all in one place, or do we give them a little bit of everything? And if we give them a little bit of everything, what's the best ones of each of these little areas to give them? It was like, we actually spent more time at rehearsal yesterday trying to figure out what to play than we did actually playing.
Interesting.
You know?
When we were there, when we were at the Cheyenne with you guys, we saw you guys like to have a lot of fun up on stage.
Yeah.
I see you guys real interesting. Rocky kept trying to drop a couple of bass lines for some stuff, and you kept telling him to knock it off. Don't get the people's hopes up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is there a bit to that, or
it's kind of like a running bit. Like, I never know when he's gonna do it, and it's just like, but he's got a couple songs that he knows drives me nuts when he starts playing it. Like, so if he starts playing Ice Ice Baby or Rock Lobster, or that's the worst one, is Rock Lobster.
I've been doing Groove Is in the Heart lately.
Okay, but I kind of like that one. So
D-Light, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So throw that in there, but
so. Problem is, I'm usually drunk on stage, so it's whatever comes to mind.
Don't say that. He says that to fuck with me, because he knows the thing I'm worried about the most is the band members being on stage drunk. And I was just like, I just stare at him. I was like, because I am like the den mother during the show. I see him with a pitcher beer. I'm like, how many pitchers is that? It's my first one. All right, but we're playing like 2 hours. So how long is it gonna take you to drink that? And it's just like, you know,
so
I mean,
why are you so protective? You've been in bad situations before.
Yeah, we've had. Yeah.
Have you met his brother?
Okay, that
the thong story isn't enough.
it's you know,
dun,
I mean,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, bad things happen sometimes. It's like sometimes they.
That's
can
why you cut a spake wacket and share your stories.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's
we
just,
like the bad things.
No, it's just a simple case of, I mean, and it's not just one or two people. It could be any one of us. It's just like, you never know whether you're going to have a good or bad show already.
Yeah.
And me, I'm just...
We know.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just like, not to date myself too much, but we've been in this for a long time. You know, some things are kind of starting to happen for us now. And it's just like, you know, so I look at it as like, you never know who's in that audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, and for even if it's five people out there, let's say three of those people never saw you before. You want to make sure those three people come back. You know, so it's, for me, it's always about giving them the best possible show every time. You might be on stage pissed off. Your energy might not be up because the crowd's not really there or whatever, but at least you got to play solid. You know what I mean? And so it's like, so, you know, I'll admit I'm kind of a dick about that. You know, I am on their ass all the time, and I know it gets annoying, and, you know, I'm not trying to piss off my band members, but it's like, that's really, really important to me.
So you're trying to keep a professional, even though they may not be people in the stands like the New York Knicks. You still, unlike the Knicks, you want to give a professional performance,
yeah,
like you actually still on the court.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and
so
the Knicks are just looking at people fucking scoring.
But the thing is, he tried to do it like that's going to deter us, but it actually just makes it hide, because I remember the funny thing, like we had a really bad show once at the Cheyenne Saloon. We're all off, and Paul's like, "Are we done yet?" And I'm like, "Done." I pulled out the flask out of my jacket pocket, start drinking it right there.
I almost snatched it from him after that show.
Oh man,
I wasn't the only one off that night.
Exactly. Everyone is off. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm never saying it's like one particular person. It could be any one of us for any reason. It's just like you just try to keep the reasons as minimal as possible.
Right. Exactly.
You know. Now I'm looking at the upcoming shows you guys have, and you look like you got a real busy month coming up here. You guys got the show at Ink on Halloween night. Mm-hmm. You got that with, what is that, Unwritten Law, Otherwise, of course, Dim.
We're playing The Attic in that show.
You're playing it? Oh, but you got another one coming up, too, the Social Rock Revolution, and you're playing that with some, I mean, Cottonmouth Kings, Unwritten Law, and Head PE. I mean, these aren't small bands by any means.
Yeah. No. So we actually got a chance to open for Head PE back in December at the Cheyenne Saloon. And, like, once again, like I said, lately some things have been really kind of coming through for us. You know, people are starting to look at us a little bit more rather than overlook us, you know, and then at the same time, there's been times where Rocky is just beating promoters over the head till they finally got us on the show. That's kind of what he did with the Head PE show. And then we got to open for Blaze off of Psychopathic Records, and then Flowbots. And then, you know, and then now we got this, you know, and then the SoCal show, I don't even have any idea how the people who are running this thing even heard of us. We just caught an email on MySpace Sunday asking if we were interested, and we're like, hell yes, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been looking to get back out of town, too. So, you know, we're just hoping to keep the momentum rolling right now. So.
All right. One question. Well, actually, what I want to do right now, I have two of your songs from the disc you gave me. I've got Tremble in 3.5 Minutes. Give me one of the titles and tell me a little bit about it, and we can play it for everybody out there.
Tremble was a song we wrote a few years ago. It kind of came about through the course of I just had a really, really, really shitty day where I ended up losing like two family members in the course of like 12 hours in totally unrelated events. And this was all back home in Illinois, and I'm out here in Vegas, and, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, you kind of feel you could have done something even though you know you really couldn't have. And it's just the fact that, you know, now these people are gone so suddenly that, you know, it just feels like just everything's been ripped away from you. And it's just like, what use are you to the world at that point when you feel you have no control over, you know, things that you couldn't control to begin with? And it's just kind of like, you know, muddling through that and trying to pull yourself back together through it. So.
And 3.5 minutes about strippers.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the stripper in a second. But first, what I want to do is
violation.
We can't get away from it.
Ruled over.
Hey, I can't give him any shit. Yeah, you had to bring the mood up after that. I was just like, guess you guys weren't expecting that one, weren't you?
We're all like, oh.
How's so that everyone comedy get
your
show?
Yeah, everyone get your second all in razor blades out. We're going to go ahead and hit into the next song.
Dribble.
So if you're in a bathtub right now.
Hot water works better.
I realized that I wasn't Superman and had to watch things I love collapse before my eyes. Feeling to pray for a way to curb this feeling of uselessness. Went from a willing athlete to feeling like I can't lift my arm from my sides. To me, a sorry wouldn't suffice. Your time was stolen and I wasn't there to botch the heist. Apologies are necessary, but given is if one's passing me, we've abandoned them to stay amongst the living. It's unnerving. They're waking up to tears streaming and not a single recollection as to what it was you were dreaming. Thrown back to the beginning, I'm lost using a compass with a needle that won't stop spinning. Tremble. I wanna be strong, I wanna be brave, but all I can do is tremble. I wanna be the hero to everyone, but all I can do is tremble. Like cold hands wrapped around my chest, in fact it makes me tremble. And I swear I'll scream if this feeling doesn't pass. Clearing away any remnants
my strength seem to lie in their distorted view. Hearing you say that sometimes things just fall out of our hands only scares me more, cause one of the dearest things that's in my hands is you. I thought my armor was of the highest density till I was hit with two blows of such intensity that my defenses were crippled. Paralyzed, but still I shook as the shot pummeled me and seemingly in this ripples. So hard to balance a road down to a pebble as good as what I thought to be an impervious mountain. Thousands of days in my life, which is only one to change how I'm fueled all my days to come. I wanna be strong, I wanna be brave, but all I can do is tremble. I wanna be the hero to everyone, but all I can do is tremble. Like cold hands wrapped around my chest and back, it makes me tremble. And I swear I'll scream if this feeling doesn't pass. Please don't ask me for my hand. I'm afraid that my grip just won't be what you need it to be. Don't give me the chance to let you down. Please don't let me let you down. Feeling the way that I did the day I realized that I wasn't Superman and had to watch things I love collapse before my eyes. Raised in discolored blemishes on my skin surface, service reminders of provider that served no purpose. I was ready for everything except having to say goodbye. I wanna be strong, I wanna be brave, but all I can do is tremble. I wanna be the hero to everyone, but all I can do is tremble. Like cold hands wrapped around my chest, in fact it makes me tremble. And I swear I'll scream if this feeling doesn't pass. Tremble. I swear I'll scream if this feeling doesn't pass. Tremble. I swear I'll scream if this feeling doesn't pass. Tremble. I swear I'll scream.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. That was Tremble from Cornerstone. You guys okay? Hand signals?
Oh.
You can hear? Yeah, I just had to bring it up.
That's cool.
All right, so we're back. That's awesome. We were kind of talking during the break about a Walmart incident.
Oh, God. Yeah. This was, I want to say it was like 6 or 7 years ago. And I was in another local band at the time. And
he was only 30 at that time.
I will rip your eyes out, I swear. So I was at Walmart, and I'm walking around, and my hair used to be really long. And I saw these two kids.
How?
How
is that possible?
Because he has stayed in his head.
See, this is cut, man. So it's like, yeah, mine used to be like down to here.
No shit.
And so I was walking around.
You got some Obama you mixed?
Huh?
You got some Obama you mixed the shit?
Nah, probably a little bit somewhere.
It was just dreads.
Just dreads.
Was it just dreads? No attachments.
Nah. Weed. It was all real.
It was unbelievable.
Man. This was after hacking it all off. But
did you have a little fucking G straight too?
Wait a minute, man.
This conversation took an ugly turn.
I know. Let me stop.
All right. So you got the long hair.
Yeah. So I'm walking around. And I see these two kids, like, kind of at the end of the aisle, just kind of, like, staring down at me, and they're, like, kind of, like, creeping around the corner. I'm like, all right. I move to another aisle. Next thing you know, there's, like, three more kids with them. And so, like I said, I don't know, maybe I was a little full of myself or whatever. I was like, well, maybe they saw my band play somewhere, you know, an all-ages show or whatever. And so I was like, but, you know, okay, cool. So I go about my business till finally there's a group of, like, five kids standing at the end of the aisle, and two of the kids walk up to me, and they're like, excuse me. And I'm like, I say, yeah, what's going on, man? It's like, are you the lead singer of Seven Dust? And I'm like, no. I'm like, now, like I said, this is a classic example of, like, you know, them thinking that all black people look the same, because they're like, you know, I and nothing against the dude, but I'm probably about like 2-3 inches taller and about 5 shades lighter. So I'm like, I said, yeah, I'll see how you got me confused. But it was the funniest shit. So I was like,
Five years earlier, they would have thought you were part of Fishbone, man.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Any progress on that? Rocky's trying to
get us. Not yet, but if anybody here knows Mark Hornsby or Case from Iconoclastic Entertainment, tell him to put us on the Fishbone show actually, I'm not going to promote it until he puts us on it.
Bug the hell out of them. So that seems to work. So
nice.
Actually, you look more like Terrence Trent D'Arby than
actually,
Lejeune,
I can figure that one. Yeah. See? That's the cover tune we need to play, man.
Yeah. Oh, I get Warren Sapp, so. But okay, it comes to a story. Magic Johnson. Do you know it offhand, or you want me to read what it says?
Do you have it right there?
Yeah, I have it right
there. Oh, yeah, but go ahead and read it.
Okay, Magic Johnson is outraged because let me see. A radio station. DJs. Yeah, two DJs in Minnesota said that Magic Johnson was faking that he had contracted HIV, which led to AIDS. Let me see.
He could have just retired if that's what he really wanted.
He said the guy said Magic faked AIDS. Perry said, "You think Magic faked AIDS for sympathy?" Baker replied, "I'm convinced that Magic faked AIDS." Perry said, "Yeah, me too." Baker
said, "There's these two DJs talking back and forth. Well, what was the joke you were saying? Flavor Flav, what?
Yeah, I forgot which comedian said it, but they were doing the Flavor Flav roast. So they said, yeah, Flavor Flav looks like Magic Johnson should look. Which is true. Yeah, that's the healthiest AIDS victim I've ever seen in my life. Oh, HIV.
HIV, not AIDS.
He gets pissed when you say that. You ever hear that?
So technically, he never had AIDS, so he is faking having AIDS.
He's mad.
So the punchline for it was, I'm not sure why Perry's added, but I'm pretty sure he faked AIDS because he's the only cured AIDS guy ever.
He never had AIDS, so...
Are they trying to say that he doesn't have it anymore?
Yeah, they're trying to say that he just faked it for sympathy. Well, okay.
It's Magic fucking Johnson.
Yeah, and I did a background check for it, for Magic Johnson. It was 1991.
Wow.
It's been a long-ass time. Damn, so, yeah. 91, 92. I know most people, when they contracted, I mean, what is it like?
15, if that. I think the 15's a long time for years.
And so, though he, you know, the story was he had multiple partners and his wife and the kid didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And he has a bunch of foundations now. You know, a lot of Magic Johnson foundations and AIDS, and he goes to a lot of talks and stuff. So I don't see at that time in his career, I mean, why would you come out with something like that? You know what I'm saying? He was on the top. He was the Lakers. Yeah. He was on the top of his career. You know what I mean? He's won the championships. He wasn't looking for attention.
Plus, why say something that virtually guarantees you will never get another piece of pussy in your life?
Sad part is the money makes sure that he does. So
Magic Johnson got AIDS, but shit, I gotta pay my rent. That just doesn't make sense.
It's sad, but hey.
Great way to get out of a lease.
But
die.
That's the thing. But do you think that even saying that, I mean, because I know I've heard, you know, everyone's like, oh, he never had it because this and that and that and that and that. You know, he's, you know, other people die. He doesn't look sick. He does whatever.
Dude, he's got a shitload of money.
Money to buy a medicine.
What was this, the South Park thing?
Yeah, how do you cure, how did Magic Johnson cure AIDS? With money.
Exactly. You cure a lot of things with money. And so that's I wonder what your guys are.
Well, actually, you know, it really has to do with it because I actually had a friend of mine. His roommate was HIV positive, and, you know, I stopped going over there after that, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But pretty much they gave him medication. You know, his family had money. So if you exercise, eat right, stay away from drugs and alcohol, you could live with it. It, you know, HIV is not deadly. It's AIDS that'll kill you. And all you do is take the medication. It'll prevent it from turning into AIDS. And that guy's family had money, but they didn't have Magic Johnson money. You know what I'm saying?
Magic Johnson's probably got someone following around dumping AZT cocktail into his ass.
That was actually about a year ago. So, of course, the guy, you know, couldn't stay away from the drugs and the drinking, and he couldn't stay away from the sex either. Kept finding girls on adultfriendfinder.com. So stay away from that. So he eventually got worse and worse and worse, and I haven't heard from him in a while. So
it's probably a reason for that.
Yeah. So what's the effects? I mean, how is it that, you know, how did you tell? I mean, you tell instantly, was it loss of weight or what was the, like, the telltale sign?
It's not like he's got a neon sign.
Well, honestly,
that's what I'm saying.
I didn't even know.
Because I'm trying to match you for the story. He's telling, you know, like, what, you know, does he, if he's not shriveled up and stuff, is something wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't even know. It was my friend Andreas who told me, you know, it was just like, you know, oh, yeah, just, I don't like that guy using my phone. And I'm like,
oh, come
I'm
on.
Like, what? What do you mean? Wow. I'm like, he's got HIV, and I'm like, really? I felt like such a dick afterwards, but I felt ill. I'm like, man, I used that guy's toilet. You know,
is he like slicing his ear open and then putting the phone up to him or what?
You know,
I said I had the refrigerator
handle, man. I gotta go home.
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna Purell my entire body. You guys have a good weekend. So. Wow, I just. You know, look, if he was going to be faking it, there'd be so many better things he could fake. It just doesn't make sense. It's like, I got a torn ligament, or even I have mono, but I have HIV. It's not really something that you're gonna fake.
They did let him play again though, so that's a little suspicious.
And they let that one boxer, Tommy Gunn, they let him fight, but
they said he Tommy always contested that he didn't really have it, and then didn't they say like last year they retested him and found out he didn't have it or some shit like that? I think so. I remember hearing something about it because he always contested.
I assumed he died.
I thought he died.
No, because he was always contesting that he didn't have it. Oh, okay. So he was really pissed when they didn't let him.
That's a shitload of false positive right there.
What's the first thing you do? You've got AIDS. You know,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you blow your head out. I mean,
just remember, like, kids, go up the river, not across the street. Okay?
And keep it in one place, no one else gets it, right? You know,
the spank wagon PSA.
Remember, kiddies, if you're going to shoot yourself, do it in a well-lit area with white shag carpet, because when you do, your bowels are going to release. You want people to quit their job over that shit.
So it'll be easier for the forensics team if they can tell exactly where the blood splattered.
And what you ate the night before. You know?
Yeah, don't get it. Dude, I'm telling you, if I ever get something that kills me inevitably, like some inoperable brain tumor or like AIDS or something, I guarantee I'm going to take myself out. I'm going to do it in a way that for years, people are going to be going, oh, what is wrong with him?
He's going to film it, put it on YouTube.
They're going to have to implode a casino for you.
Dude, it's going
to
be even better than that R. Bud Dwyer guy who committed suicide on live television in a press conference. It's going to be even better than that.
Oh,
I'm going to start plotting this shit out, and eventually it'll inevitably end up happening.
Filter will make a song for you.
I know. I'm just going to go out in a way that just horrifies people, and there's no way around it, you know?
Circulated for eternity.
Like, maybe I'll have a chainsaw dropped on me from orbit or something, you know?
And then being the friend I am, I have to promote you and shit. I have it in the back of the shirt.
All right, good job!
Murphy's Terrible Death. Go to www.murphysterriblefuckingdeath.
He'll have one of those shirts, like the little holograms where you turn and it, like, does a little action. You're doing it. It's like, look, see this how it happened.
It shows whole fucking head come apart and shit. Gah!
You know?
Gah! Like,
not to completely derail the conversation, but guess what came out on Blu-ray this week? Faces of Death. Do you really need to see people dying in high depth?
Yes.
It needs to be passed on to future generations.
If you actually believe someone died during that whole film.
No, the original Faces of Death, that's some real shit. It's that Traces of Death bullshit that's fake.
It's a promotion. Death in high depth. Get it today.
That'd be perfect.
Best Buy, $19.99.
Yeah, where are they selling this?
They need to get it in 3D.
I saw it online. I saw the ads for it online.
Re-release it in IMAX.
You know, I don't know which one it was. I saw the one that had the guy getting a sex change, and watching them cut open the dude's penis and invert it. I just wanted to cry myself to sleep.
Hey, there's your horrible death right there.
You know, I don't remember which one I watched, like Faces of Death 12 or 42 or something like that. But when I was a kid, I actually, the whole Faces of Death, like, oh, okay, whatever, sure, fake. It's when they showed the slaughtering of animals and how they did the animal slaughter for food. I'm like, I ain't eating again!
Until I'm hungry!
Exactly. I'm like, that cheeseburger looks good.
So that clip of the woman, I don't know if it was a Faces of Death or, but it's like an internet favorite. Getting hit by the train. Is that real?
Oh, that's real. Mm. Yeah. The chick who tried to cross the tracks and bounced way out. Oh, that's real.
I like the ones where people get hit in traffic or like somebody slips and falls and there's this horrific crunching sound.
Did you see the video? Like, I think in Connecticut where the guy got hit and everybody on the street just kept on fucking
walking. Oh, yeah. They just kept walking.
Mid fucking day.
That's awesome. That shows you just how horrible
our society is. That shit would happen out here, too, because I was just telling somebody, I was like, you know, it takes a lot to shock me now.
Yeah.
So I see someone laying down in the street. I'm like, hey, he's just trying to get attention. Fuck him. Just keep walking.
Dude, some bum bled to death in the strip after getting hit by a bus a couple years back. Just laid there and just bled out. Wow. Nobody wanted to touch him and help him.
This must be part
probably
of those
had hepatitis
shows.
Or something, you know?
That's when you give CPR like this. You're...
Give CPR with a bicycle pump.
Wait, this isn't Chris Angel's new show? What?
Oh. Don't even talk about that guy. Oh, man.
All right, we need to cut to a break. What I want to do, though, I want to play 3.5 minutes. Tell me a little bit about that song.
That comes from spending way too much of my early 20s in strip clubs and studying it extensively. So, you know, it was all research for this song. So,
how long he could last, basically.
How long the money stayed in the wallet?
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
So, yeah, it's based off of how long those songs are in those clubs, man. They know how to make that money.
3.5 minutes. Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
50 tenant doors high, the place where fantasy and reality collide. But on the other side, every night of the week, watch the men come from all walks of life and all levels of income. The heavenly a temple images therein, though sparingly covered in bright glowing colors, designed for optimum mind catching. Only react to the color green, and they just wanna know how long yours is stretching. And they'll find out judging from the drop jaws as they leave the stage to scatter applause and catcalls. Too good to be real, but not quite. All falls concealed by the mix of heavy makeup and fluorescent lights. If I let myself pretend, 3.5 minutes is all it takes to let myself believe that every touch and word of hers is sincere. I know it's an illusion, but I keep on coming here. The ladies crowd the room. Sure, they all look different, but all seem to wear the same perfume. But one of them sexy vibe cuts right through the smoke from cigars, cigarettes, and the stage ball effects. Well, let's see just how attentive she is. Extra monetary incentives based on how inventive she is. Demanding attention from all of my senses. Her gaze is piercing even when filtered through color contact lenses. She tells me how she loves the feel of my muscles. I know it's game, but I ain't knocking the hustle. Matter of fact, you gotta love it. Cause under $500 on me, I know she's gonna walk with at least 200 of it. If I let myself pretend, 3.5 minutes is all it takes to let myself believe that every touch and word of hers is sincere. I know it's an illusion, but I keep on coming here. Some of them love it, some hate it. Some hit the floor with enthusiasm. Some got it down 3 shots just to get motivated. Some stacked the chips and got their minds right. Some clock a G and some are broke by the next night. Some are there cause it's simply the life they choose to lead. And some are there cause they got 2 kids at home that they gotta feed. Some keep stripping cause it gets the man off. And some keep stripping cause it pisses the man off. Some stiff most of what they earn. Some men don't listen to the stories, but most men are a concern. And some men don't get it, thinking they found love, but get into business and shell out 20 after 20 every 3.5 minutes. If I let myself pretend, 3.5 minutes is all it takes to let myself believe that every touch and word of hers is sincere. And almost past the cure to delusion, but I don't think clear while I'm here. If I let myself pretend, 3.5 minutes is all it takes to let myself believe that every touch and word of hers is sincere. I know it's an illusion, but I keep on coming here.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, CanisHosting.com. We'll be right back. my God. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Check out the cam and chat. We got the full video going on in the chat room now, so you can watch in full streaming video. Wrong camera.
Oh.
We got this one over here. So
damn it.
You can look at that one all day. It makes you feel better.
I just pose. I practice my poses in the camera. So.
Well, I don't think the camera's going to pick him up because he's kind of in the shadows over here.
Don't be hating on the butterscotch, man. Don't.
Yeah. What?
We make fun of Decaf all the time. If he doesn't smile, we never know he's on camera.
Actually, if you look at it, we could paint a line and have back the bus over there. Saying.
Well, I'm kind of dark, too. I'm just, you know.
No, you're not.
No, that's okay. You could still work at the Hilton or something like that.
See, it was funny because Rocky's like half Mexican, half German. So we were playing the show at the Palms one time. And I forget that because you don't look at him and just see like half German out of nowhere. So he starts introducing me to, he said, this is my cousin, such and such, this is my uncle, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of stepped aside later and talked to one of the members like, who are all these white people Rocky's trying to say is his family? And I was like, I totally forget about the German side because I was just like, yeah, who are all these people?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
There are my covers. I didn't get escorted out.
Oh, all right. I got actually a song I heard this week. You know, we were talking. We're going to kind of dive into some politics here. But it's a nice little. Well, if anybody knows Lil Wayne and My Millie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is someone decided to have a little bit of fun with that that beat and and Obama. Yeah, you got to just. Well, I'll keep the mics up, but you got to listen.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. The next president of the United States of America, Barack
Obama, 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 Obama.
There's the Millie. This gets good, though.
APT.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Call him president. He's the next new president. He is senator from Illinois. Yeah, his criteria compared to John McCain. This isn't fair because he's BLAC. So the eyes are on E. Through his pencil, he write legislation with the country on his mind. And he don't coke-ish because he ain't got time. Every second, minute, hour, KKK wanna devour. He got guards ready to pop him with their choppers. Every brother, mother, sister, cousin, grandma wanna hump him. Even got Hillary Clinton on the side ready to jump him, tell the Clintons I couldn't catch him, couldn't stop him. They go by the party rules. If you can't beat him, you can't top him. Thought you'd smack him, couldn't pop him. Delegates couldn't cop him. Bill Clinton couldn't help her, too bad she couldn't drop him. Man, Obama's so ill. Obama goes here, Obama goes there, saying yes we can. With wife Michelle, he's sitting in the Gary Air. He traveled to Arizona, ready to cause some drama. Hope a McCain will comment.
Look at that bastard Obama, he's too young, he's too hip. Negroes always causing problems.
He's got him looking for the Obama. My cane, please don't vote for my cane. First day up in office, talking about some hard pain. Call the ambulance quick, all you hear is sirens. His temper isn't private, dang I hate a mad prick. Don't you hate a mad prick? Plus McCain's an old prick. Barack's a younger guy, so choose him, he's the right pick. But if you choose the wrong pick, your stepson will probably end up in Iraq quick. His healthcare plan is so immaculate, so even if you're broke and can't afford to take a doc trip, you'll be feeling much better, not sick. And he's okay, but his wife's sick, and her back's thick, and her walk's slick. She's a fly chick, I'd hit. And Obama's so ill. Yeah. See, he's making history like ex-King and Douglas and RFK Obama. He's that new black dude that Redneck said he won't be John McCain. He don't wear flag pin, his middle name's Hussein. But who gon' be that boy down there, that boy they call Obama? Got Republicans sweating like they up in saunas. Even McCain's 90-something mama. He ready to pull his lever every hour. And I'd rather eat a field mouse than to see John McCain in the White House. Vote Obama in and I promise he won't turn back until some Uncle Thomas. No Aunt Jemima or Southern Fried Chicken. Call him Chief Obama or Mr. Keeps on Ticking. Man, past the riots,
comments couldn't stop his tally. Even Oprah Winfrey said that she was right behind him. People, I say this country's no hope without him. But he's gotta go out and relate to everybody. He do what he do, like give his wife a hug and then a fist gap. Gotta do that stuff in public so the hood don't know that he's black. Gotta use big words, white people love to hear them. If they hear it, they don't fear him. They don't know him, but they feel him. That's real. Obama, O-8, White House.
That beat's gonna be in my head for the rest of the
yeah, all night. And that what has been since I heard it on Wednesday. Like, oh, no.
Oh my God. That was cool. That was cool.
Really cool. So another one I found from Classic. A little bit of political.
Holy poopstick. Yeah. Now, we got some other audio we need to play here real quick.
Oh, yeah. And I got this.
Yes.
You know, people always ask, why do we do internet radio? Why do we do... Why do we do what we do? You know,
why aren't you guys on the regular radio?
You know, we all have enough talent to be on terrestrial radio. We've all been on terrestrial radio. We all have
faces for terrestrial radio.
Yeah. but this kind of shit is one thing I absolutely love that we do not have to deal with here at LV Rocks. And I think you okay there, DGAP? You're falling all over yourself. What the hell? I got a place. I heard it earlier. Murph sent it to me because he heard it earlier. I don't know if you guys heard this, but
yeah, I heard this last week.
Last week.
This is great. This
I'm
is
looking
great.
Forward to it. I haven't heard
this
it.
This is
so
great. Just listen, and this is why internet radio and LV Rocks and Spankwagon kick ass.
All right, a few minutes ago, I was letting in on a little bit of information that I'm assuming was supposed to be secret, but I was told that I'm going to be let go on Friday after my show, and I have since then, I confirmed it, and you know what, I've decided to just say screw it and give the big middle finger to upper management instead of giving them the opportunity. So first, I want to say thank you to you for making the last 4+ years of my life great here in Jacksonville and on Rock 105. I couldn't think of anywhere better to work here in Jacksonville. I'm glad I got to work here during some great times. And during some not-so-great times. And again, thank you, upper management, for the not-so-great times. But in the end, I would not trade any of it for the world. And I'm grateful we spent the time together. Now, Don Davis and Rob Barr and Jake and the rest of my family here that makes things happen on the air, you guys are the greatest, and I wish nothing but the best for all of you. Now, on to the problem. There is nothing worse than managers that think that radio people are like commodities to be used up and thrown away with... They're no longer valuable to the shareholders, which, by the way, I've been working at. I've been working without a contract in good faith for the past few months in the hope that something would work out for me and I'd be able to work out something that would benefit both Cox Radio and my family. But obviously, that wasn't a priority. Now, I find out there's another deal in the works with somebody else and they're only minutes away from handing me my walking papers. Well, here's your 15-second notice. Kiss my ass, Cox Radio Jacksonville, and especially you, Bill Hendrick and David Israel. You two empty suits will be lucky if this is the only time this happens to you. And it's going to be a bright day in Jacksonville when your desks are emptied and radio is free of you. Now, this shows you how much they're paying attention, by the way, because they should have been in here by now and if they were really listening to the radio stations and knew what was going on. So thanks for nothing. Rotten hell, Cox Radio. I am gone.
Wait.
The door. That's not it. A lot of dead air here.
This engineer, is awkward.
Engineer's freaking the fuck out.
And there we go.
Oh, that is so lovely.
You know, great. I got to do it for this guy. We don't do it often enough. We just got to do the slow clap.
Yeah. There's
just...
Bravo.
You know, and...
That's just awesome.
What the hell?
That was cool.
I like how he kept his composure. He didn't even swear. Or
no, didn't swear.
He still could have got fined for swearing.
Yeah, they'll pass that fine right on to the DJ.
I don't think he'd get a fine for that. That's honestly, it's contextual. It's nothing bad, but yeah, he didn't go out. He didn't, you know, didn't drop a, you know, an ONA, didn't drop like a your mom's box. He didn't, you know, didn't. He said his piece and he did it in a way that I think his fans and honestly, me, a fan of radio, can say absolutely. And you got to stand behind the guy. And that's why I hate Jack FM. That's why I hate corporate radio. It's just fucking stupid.
Well, I you know it.
You take the DJs out of the equation.
Radio, it's not corporate radio that they're dealing with here. It's how they deal with their DJs. You know, like he said, DJs are not a commodity.
No.
You're dealing with, and it's going to, God, it's going to sound like the guy in Office Space. I'm a people person. I do this. But it's a case where the DJ or the voice behind that microphone is your connection to what you're listening to. It's your connection He's your communicator. You listen to him. He's the town crier, for Christ's sake. You know, you listen to what they say and the message they have to give.
Do you think that sometimes in these DJs, the producers, everything comes and say, you have to change this, that. We need you to try to get this audience or whatever, and it takes away from that person. And then they sound like shit because they can't bring, or they're not motivated like they were, you know, originally.
Totally.
You know?
Absolutely. We do it to ourselves. I mean, let's just throw the wagon under the bus here. We do it to ourselves every once in a while. We're like, you know, we need to slow down and sound more like this, and we need to do this. And then we all kind of go, yeah, okay. We are all kind of demotivated for about a half hour, hour, maybe the entire week. Next week, we're like, you know what? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I'm doing this. You know?
Violation.
So I see it happen to club DJs all the time. And, you know, I do some DJing myself, and, you know, everybody I've worked with has been pretty respectful, but I've seen people who are better DJs get stifled, and you know, you might go there on a regular basis, and you're like, dude, they're doing the same thing every week, or how come you don't play this song? He's like, dude, fucking manager came over, you know, blah, 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 is breathing down my neck, without putting anybody too far out there, even though they probably wouldn't care. A good friend of mine was DJing at this club, and the managers kept telling him to turn the music down.
Damn.
Because they were kind of, there was no, like, closed area for the club, so it was feeding right out into the casino, so people are complaining, and it's just like, but you're in a nightclub. It got so bad where he turned the music down. You're on the dance floor, you could hear people talking.
It sounds like either I'm gonna guess either Caesars or New York.
I'm not gonna say what.
Not gonna say, okay.
but then Rio. The bad part was the thing is that the crowd doesn't turn on the management, they turn on the DJ.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same thing when they tell me to shut down somewhere. I could go another couple hours, but the management says to shut down. Who's the first person they're looking at is the DJ. So the DJ's catching all the heat for it sucking, and then he turned it back up, and he actually got in the most trouble for going, so if anybody thinks it's too quiet in here, make some fucking noise. So he kind of put the management on blast, and it got ugly for him. But it's like I said, he was doing his job. He was keeping everybody happy, mm-hmm. and you've got mm-hmm. other people who are telling you what's making the people who are already happy, happy.
Yep.
You know, and so it's kind of stupid.
And I've seen that happen with some friends of mine who are like in cover bands and stuff like that. They do mm-hmm. shows at, you know, the New York or Caesars or places like that. And they're told, you got to keep the music down to this level. You can't, you know, we're going to be out there with a sound meter and we can't hear it above this decibel level. And they're like, why are you hiring us? Who exactly. are we entertaining?
Yep. Exactly.
I thought we're supposed to bring people into the bar to let them buy drinks and let them do this. And why are we keeping it down? Because some blue hair doesn't want to hear this. She can move her ass to the slots 10 feet away. And
or a high roller. I was at a place one time, damn. And we were victims of a high roller who was pissed because he had already lost like 20 grand and tried to blame it on the music being too loud. So they made us turn the music down for one guy who was losing his money. And it sucked because the people were looking at the band because I was spinning in between a cover band. Mm-hmm. So it was like they were looking at the band like, well, you know, you can't feel it like that. They're looking at me, well, turn the music up. I'm like, look, I gotta keep my little couple $100 rolling up tonight. Yep, yep. I said, you know, as soon as y'all start signing a couple more checks, I'll come wherever y'all want, turn up as loud as you want. But right now,
just cause it says get low, don't be at the music down.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Get low, it's get like, low, and get it's low. It's like you said, it's the get same thing with the radio low. DJs. You got the people above them overthinking a few things, and now they're breathing down the DJ's neck and not even really knowing if the shit's gonna work. They're just try this. And then when it doesn't work, they're blaming the DJ. Right.
Yep.
You know, so it's sad.
It's you. You're not active enough. You're not really engaging. Shut up. Shut up. Well, I did what you told me.
You know, station managers, you know, they think they know exactly what they mean. And the problem is, I mean, thankfully, I've never had to answer to a station manager ever. But, you know, they think they know exactly what they need. Well, get your ass on the mic or you exactly. do this. Because these DJs are more producers than what you're doing. So. Exactly.
You know, I'm the executive producer for Cox that he just called me an asshole on air, and I'm taking over his spot. And
so
I wasn't supposed to just say asshole, was I? Oh, I said it again,
asshole.
You know, it's funny. I did something not to pimp my own show or anything, but I did something on Tuesday because hopefully people who listen to the show know I do a show here Tuesday nights from 9 to 10, and I did something here that would make every program director
beautiful.
Yeah, would make every program director in the country just shit themselves. You know, the staple of radio, bad radio on Tuesdays is Two for Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Just horrible.
Everybody.
I don't know what's worse, Two for Tuesday or Mandatory Metallica. Either one, just put a bullet in me. Well, I decided that Tuesday I would just fuck with it. I did 2.5 for Tuesday. So I did 2.5 songs.
2.5 Metallica songs?
I did 2.5 songs from all kinds of artists. So I would literally just get to the middle of a song and just stop it. And I did this.
Funny, though.
Was supposed to do it for 60 minutes, but unfortunately shit went to hell here in the station. I had to do this for 139 minutes.
Ooh.
Ooh. So almost 2.5 hours.
Almost 2.5 hours. We have a guy, Dan, who he runs canishosting.com. He used to do professional radio in Detroit, and I told him I was going to do this, and he just started laughing. He says every PD in the country just felt the disturbance in the force because you don't talk over the song. You don't cut the song off. It doesn't matter what happens. You finish the song.
But you say they don't talk over the song, but everybody knows DJs talk on the lead up and the takeout. Well, I mean, guaranteed.
You gotta nail the post. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Hit the post. But you don't talk over the middle of the song, and that's just cardinal rule number one.
What do they call it? Don't step on the vocal.
Yep. Yep. Hit the post. Don't step on the vocal. The whole myriad of rules. It was just so much fun to do, and it's something that you would never hear in a real radio station because it's just so corporate. And it's so, I'm sorry, I know you don't like the phrase. I think it's corporate. I think it's bullshit. The removal of DJs from radio stations, it's the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen.
I agree with that.
And when a station changes DJs, no one ever, or changes formats or something, no one ever calls the station management and brutalizes them. You know, I remember when 107.5 took the Extreme Disorder off the air here. Fuck, man, you couldn't get through those lines for 2 weeks. People just kept calling and were just cussing out the poor bastard who was answering the phone there, who they replaced him with. And it's, you're right. I mean, people take
just
their
persona that don't know English. Someone from like Afghanistan and shit.
When 103.5 changed formats, when they went from alternative to, I think they went to a Mexican station.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, God, it was brutal.
I remember.
It was abrupt, too. I think I listened to it right when it changed.
Yeah, yep.
The edge was on. It was like the edge was on like every week. I remember one day I went to 103.5. And I was like, okay, I listen to my secret alternative songs. And that's not secret anymore. But I go to it, and it's like,
they played Welcome to the Jungle for 24 hours straight before they made the switch over. I don't know why they did that.
Wait, that wasn't when they changed it to Mexican, though, was it?
Yeah, that was when they changed formats.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, when they played.
But
Welcome.
I don't think it was to Mexico, because that was like three different formats in the course of like a year, wasn't it?
They did change a lot. What I remember is that right before they went to the Spanish station. That's what
to
I
the
remember.
Gulf of Mexico.
But it's just people don't understand. I guess there's a lot of jobs out there in the world where, you know, stuff comes down for management and you take it out on the guy sitting right there. But I can't imagine what it would be like to be in a club and play something that you know you don't want to play and have the entire crowd just turn on you. And to be that focal point for an entire group of people, dude, I applaud you, man, but there's no way I could do it.
I call it.
It kind of has to do with like playing little shows, too, where we're like our guitar player, Paul, his brother is also in the band 13 Miles, which is a metal band. And Rando's brother is like in Dim, obviously, and so we were like, oh, yeah, we should get the brothers to play together and everything. It's just like, we do not fit on that bill at all. You put us in with Dim, I mean, you know, luckily they know that they're brothers and everything, they like us, but it's just night and day.
Yeah. I mean, well, the fact of the matter is,
it's not like you guys are Hootie and the Blowfish. Who are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, honestly, man, because it's
some
like,
people, like when it comes to metal, they're just strictly metal, you know, they're, you know, and some people, when it comes to hip-hop, they're strictly hip-hop. They don't really see, you know, beyond the black and white. So
yeah, because we don't technically fit on a lot of bills. Yeah. You know, I was like, there's not many bills you're gonna put us on where we blend pretty closely with. I'd say the closest thing would have been when we were on the Head PE show, mm-hmm. and even then we were worried about playing some of our lighter, say like more melodic stuff. You know, we knew we could get away with it with some of the crowd that knew us, and some people would still dig it. But it was just like, even then, we were kind of out of place. You know what I mean? I was like, and we were the closest band to fit on that whole roster of bands that played that night. And it's definitely, you know, I mean, the scene has changed so much where we actually used to fit in quite a bit. Like, you know, we started this band in like 2001, and the landscape of bands was a lot different. You know, there's good bands out there, but there's nowhere near the diversity that there used to be. You know, so that kind of hurts I don't know. I mean, that kind of hurts us, I'd say. I'm not sure how many other bands it really affects, but that's one of those things where, yeah, like I said, no matter where you put us, we're probably going to be the oddballs.
Did you have to ever have to do the Thriller Killer? I call it the Thriller Killer because at Moose's, they try to, you know, there's a lot of rap music, so everybody gets a dance floor and people's, you know, dancing, doing their thing. And then they always play every time to make people leave the floor, I guess, leave to go floor. To the bar. They play Thriller. So it's like, Thriller! Everyone's like, time to go get a drink.
Yeah.
Everyone goes out and get a drink.
That happens sometimes, yeah. I'm told to play something where, you know, they're just like.
You know, they're going to make people yeah. that are groovy. You just know it's going to kill the dance floor. I mean, everyone's going to walk away.
Because I understand how that's harder for a radio DJ.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody starts dancing in sync.
Hey, I tell you what. One of the records I absolutely hate but works every damn time. Is that damn cha-cha slide.
I know. People I do not love care that fucking slide.
Who the audience is. It could be 80-year-old white people, 13-year-old black people, fucking 30-year-old Mexicans. It does not matter. Wherever you throw that song on, people go nuts. And I'm sitting there mad as hell. I'm like, I gotta play this fucking record again. God damn. I was like, and you know, and sometimes there's old songs. You know, the sad part is sometimes I'm DJing for teenagers and they'll ask for Thriller. And them motherfuckers will get out on the floor and dance.
Oh!
Yo, I was DJing this little private school for their little prom. The high school class consisted of like 75 kids. And then I swear to God, these kids came up and asked me for Golden Years by David Bowie. And I'm like, what? You fucking with me, right? And I'm like, I said, I know there's only like 40 of y'all here, but you fucking with me, right? And it was like, sure enough, I played this. Ah! Okay, I'm like, you gotta be shitting me.
Dude, what's wrong with Bowie?
I'm just saying, I'm not expecting 13-year-olds to be asking for this shit. That's I'm saying.
Right now, Life on Mars is just a TV show.
You know how I can actually, well, not really justify, maybe I can kind of explain where it's coming from. Guitar Hero and Rock Band have reintroduced people to a lot of like classic rock and older music.
Yeah.
My kids have Kansas, Creedence Clearwater Revival, what was the other one they asked me for the other day? And Wolf Mother on their fucking iPods.
Oh,
my kids are 12 and 6, or 12 and 7 now.
I don't understand that game. If you're going to put that much effort, why don't you just pick up the real fucking thing? Personally, that's just me.
Most of my friends I know that bought it had no musical inclination beforehand. Now they're getting guitars, they're getting drums, they're really getting into
and
it.
They still have no musical inclination. Yeah.
it's like a gateway drug for music, I guess.
Well,
but
look, like iPod, I got everybody thinking they can be a DJ now too. So
oh, there's that new Wii. Yeah,
all you need is an iPod. Oh, it mixes, it blends in perfectly.
Dude, he's doing this to piss me off. I know he is. He says things like this to piss me off.
There's a new Wii.
Put the iPod on shuffle. You never know.
Shut up.
There's a new Wii game coming out that's basically like a DJ. Rock band type game.
The next question, and I mean, let's take a look at it. Automation. You have Jack FM. I mean, that really is the ultimate in automated hell radio.
That's the fuck you to
DJs. That's
yep.
the big fuck you. And that guy is in New York City, and he's just banking. Anytime a new Jack FM station shows up, he's just making money off of the fact that he went, hey.
Why are we not doing something that could be with Jack FM?
You know why? Because people... When you have employees, when you have DJs, that means you have to pay them benefits and you have to pay them salary and you have to be involved with them and there's all kinds of insurance issues. When you just have a computer that goes on shuffle,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
That's why I wonder, because we don't have them that. So, we'll just put a computer on shuffle and compete with Jack.
For real, right?
You know, but I think...
still have this shit right here and then just have that whole other, just let the cash roll in on the other one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The guy, though, if you think about it, he's making money because he was able to copyright, trademark, patent, whatever, shuffle.
Right.
You know, his ass went, you know.
You know, if we were to do that with our show, it'd be like 17 Klan rally jokes in a row.
That doesn't sound like shuffle. That sounds like we got a playlist that we just
I was gonna say, you've listened to the show before, okay. We have the most racist piece of hardware on the show, and I'm rewriting it right now. It's called the Co-Host 4000.
Oh god, not the Co-Host 4000.
I fed it all of our shows and it basically just spit out one big racist triad after another. Had to be one of the funniest things I think we've done in a long time.
People still want that, and that's
got it from
me.
You. It got it from you.
Did not get it from me.
Sure, dude.
Nope,
whatever.
Not at all.
You betcha.
All right, now
that's a. Oh, I, DK, was trying to do a bridge out to another.
I was gonna say you've got something over there.
You have I and.
Do I still have it?
Something about you're going to try something to stump us all? Something about intelligence?
Yes. I'm going to test your intelligence.
Oh, fuck.
This is called, it's called Decaf Takes You to School.
Oh, shit.
Okay. See, here's the problem. Well, for the last couple of years, I've been able to play off like I have some sort of intelligence running around my head. But as soon as I saw that book, I was like, I am fucked.
Okay.
Are there any pop-up pictures?
I'll tell you the behind the story. All right. I'm in this fucking math 96, whatever, right? And this teacher is
getting... Wait, remedial? Ain't even a 101.
You didn't even want to answer that.
Beginning of intermediate algebra, right?
I took it too. Okay. I know what it is.
Okay. So the teacher, like, he's telling, you know, teaching the class, right? And people are looking with blank fucking faces. I mean, all ages, you know, because at CSN or even UNLV too, there's like 50, you know, there's 18, 19 year olds, there's 30 year olds, there's, you know, and everyone's looking
blue
like,
hairs.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? So now the thing he said, except for the Asian girl, she knew.
Way to break the stereotype there, Quan Lee.
And fucking so, up the curve for everybody.
You want to sit down? I can handle it from here.
She's fucking up the curve for everybody. I need that goddamn curve. And so he's asking, like, you guys didn't learn this at school? You know, this dude is, I'm going to tell you, his name is Grover Prowl, right? White dude in his 60s, glasses, skinnier than this fucking mic stand, wears the high water pants all the way up to his fucking chest. I am bullshitting you. He's a teacher. He's like, come on, class. He's like, you have to clap after you do a problem, and he'll ask people to come to the board and all that shit.
Get
like,
cookies or
like,
gold
yeah,
stars?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's like, yay! He's like fucking, yeah, exactly. He's like, we're fucking third grade.
What was his name again?
Grover Prowl.
Grover.
Grover Prowl.
Boy, that sounds like a sex criminal just waiting to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Have you seen me on Sesame Street?
Just need to be caught.
So I'm gonna ask some questions because he's shocked that he's like, you guys should know this. So
all right, hold on. Wait. I can get three right, you have to raise your hand in that class and ask him if he had to register in this state. Come on, dude.
Do you have one of those signs on your front lawn?
Dude.
Have you ever heard of Megan's Law?
If I was passing a class, then I probably would do it.
Wait.
I'm kind of a desperate situation.
So wait,
right
you're
now.
One of the blank stares. Okay, yeah, he is.
Hey, Decaf, way to break the stereotype, dude.
I'm good at history, though.
All right, Grover.
I'm going to start you guys off easy.
Oh, shit. We just shout
Wait,
the
who
answer
is this
out
for?
Or what?
Is this for all of us?
That's for everyone.
Everyone here.
Okay. Damn it.
We just raise our hand or shout the answer
and then
out?
As soon as I hear
he'll
all
go
the
around
ba-
the room.
As soon as I hear
we
all the
were just
going to
make dick jokes.
Violation!
No, you three black dicks and two white dicks. You take one away.
Give whatever fucking answer you feel
we
like.
We get you!
So how about we take all of them away? Let's start with that
question. Give whatever fucking answer you want to give. I'm going to start you off easy. Prime number.
Oh,
that's easy. A number that can't be divided any further. Okay,
yeah. No, that's not it. Prime number is a number that can only be divided by one and itself.
Oh, okay. You're looking this shit up.
I got I know the answers.
Hold on. Let's
oh, we were supposed to give a definition for it? I thought this was just the beginning.
No, you're already right. Oh, okay. There's no need to go on with it. You got it. All right.
I only know that shit because it's the basis of the movie Cube.
That's a great movie.
Greatest common factor.
Say what?
Me, the lowest common denominator.
Him, the greatest common factor.
It's kind of
the lowest
like
common denominator. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. It's two different things.
Oh, whatever.
So what's the greatest common factor? What's your guess?
My best guess would be the largest number that whatever numbers in a set can be divided by.
Wow. Sounded good, huh?
That was that bad, huh?
We're going to hire you to fire up the LHC.
That's funny because I got an A in algebra in 7th grade. I ain't going to say how long ago that shit was.
You were writing on chalkboards, right?
No. You know what? The greatest common factor is the common factor of a list of integers is the largest common factor of those integers.
Time out. Right. Awkward silence.
Right. Okay.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Must be one of them smarty hot niggas.
He must be one of those smart niggas. All right,
he wasn't in the field.
Can you kick my ass?
I'm going to squish to a difficult one.
Oh, shit.
Difference of cubes. Not ice.
Ooh, okay, I got this one. Because Rubik's put out the Rubik's Cube, and then there was the pyramid one, and then there was the one that turned out to
if
be
it's
the
a pyramid. It ain't a cube.
There was the no.
Is
they
that
had
one
that
of the questions. I got that one.
They had that plastic one that laid straight that eventually became a cube. They had the fish wire that it
fish wire. I just took the stickers off. And
first of all, who knows what a cube number is? You know.
I know what a cube is when you take a number by three all or right. times itself. Three
so what's
times.
So what's the difference of cubes?
The difference of cubes? Fuck if I know.
The difference of cubes.
Okay.
Dude, thanks for showing us all to be retarded.
The difference of cubes can be factored. That's it. As cubes.
What? Okay, look, Mr. Trebek, you need to know the answer before you ask the goddamn question.
That's all it fucking says in the goddamn book.
Do I have to solve for X to get my check every week? I'll sign next to the X. That's all the algebra I need.
Nervous cubes is like X to the third times 4 to the third
power. Oh, in other words, it's mathematical. Okay, yeah, all right. See,
that shit's still in our mind.
Polynomial.
Oh, those are all those guys they arrested in Utah, right? I'll be a polynomial. I saw that show, Big Love. That shit's awesome. Fucking give me three hot bitches. I'll take it.
That's the problem. Where are you coming from? Utah. Ain't no hot bitches there.
There's a couple. Go to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, married them both.
We saw a few.
Yeah, there's a couple fat ones out there, too. So.
I'm a practicing polynomial.
Yeah, I've been to Salt Lake. I met their minority population. His name is Tim.
Hey, we played out there a couple times. There was actually more Hispanics out there than black people.
Well, someone's got to mow the fucking lawns.
Oh. I gave the setup, I know.
So what's a polynomial? Anybody else want to take a swing at this?
No. Not a polygraph test. I know you used to know those. I was like, that's a polynomial. Polygraph.
A polynomial. A polynomial what? Poly. Multi. Multi-number. Something with multi-number.
You're staring over his shoulder.
A polynomial is a term or a finite term.
Finite.
Finite. Thank you. That's what it is.
Term or finesse.
I don't even know the definition. Some of terms in which all coefficients are real, all variables have whole numbers, exponents, and no variables appear in denominators.
Oh, come on,
dude,
man.
Dude, what? What? What?
That was like half the page right there. Like,
how in the... Dude,
can you write a polynomial?
Then he wrote... Okay. All right. As long as he don't ask what coefficients is next.
No, right. God, no.
I know what codependence is.
Straight angle.
Wow.
That's what you don't get at the gay bar. Straight angle? Dude, that's an oxymoron. How could it be straight in an angle?
Straight angle.
Oh, my God.
You know what a straight angle is?
What the fuck is a straight angle?
Like a 180 degrees?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be that a fucking line.
Yeah. A straight angle measures 180 degrees.
There we go.
The dude in the band who should be drunk is smarter than us.
Who looks like the guy from Fishbone or Seven Dust. Take your pick.
Okay. All righty. This is for...
Without a tan.
This is for you. You should get this.
Fucking me. Oh, great.
I look like the least in her fishbone.
The X axis and the Y axis. Which one is horizontal? Which one is vertical?
Fuck.
X is horizontal. Y is vertical.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah! One answer I knew. You ask it to somebody else.
What's a,
all right.
What's a radical?
What? Fucking hippie. Yeah.
One of those guys that throws like, you know, chicks that burn their bra and...
Utah.
Wasn't that what they called Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho,
Dean Malenko,
and Eddie Guerrero when they came to the WWF? I can't tell you how to figure out math, but I can name almost every fucking wrestling stable in the history of mankind.
Be there on Tuesday, man.
I have to tell you what a radican is first before I can tell you what a radical.
Well, then you should ask that damn question first.
Like radical, what the fuck's a radican?
A radican, the number or expression under a radical sign is called the radican.
Don't be a radicant. Be a radican.
and a radical sign, which is the radican, is called a radical.
All right.
Two and two be four.
You know what? Let me say this. Eradicator. I may not be able to fucking figure out my math out of a paper box, but I speak middle management and manage to keep my job, okay? Fucking Christ.
All right. Who's the one that complained about the XY axis?
Rocky here said he knew that one.
Okay. All right. Then I'll give you this one. Last
shit.
One. Because this other one you guys ain't going to know either. But the last
four.
One.
Fuck you.
42.
Four.
Perpendicular 42. Lines.
Perpendicular? Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
What? So what's that?
No, that's not parallel.
Are you thinking?
Lines that intersect each other at a 90-degree angle.
Yes! Hey! Exactly. Word for word of the
God damn, dude. I ain't never going to get no fucking pussy to tell you how smart I am. I ain't supposed to be on here proving that I'm smart. Chicks don't like that shit.
You're like, this is not why I'm in
this
a band.
This is a fucking trap. Yeah, this is a trap.
Wait.
You guys got beat by a black man.
Wait, let's
the education system has worked well
there
for
you
us.
Go.
Hold on a second.
Obama, baby.
I want to tell that to all the motherfuckers at my job that talked about how it fucked up the education was.
Hold on, Randall. Let's just ensure that you never get any pussy. So you just answered a shitload of math questions.
Yeah.
You just admitted you have a job. Do you have a credit score over 700?
I do.
Oh!
You baited me right into that answer. I just answered without thinking about why. Yes,
I don't think he's really black, honestly.
I don't think
he's
Wes
like Obama.
Either. You know, his brother's not either. So whatever.
All right, so I might as well put it out here on the internet because you know. Well, no, I ain't gonna do that.
Do it.
You don't like white women, do you?
Oh, he loves white women.
White women love me. That's what it is.
But then again, hey, you can't really hold against it because after you go to the Cheyenne Saloon, you know, pretty much.
Nothing but white women.
You don't want them women.
The closest thing to a black woman is Randall, actually.
Oh, shit.
All the sisters want thugs, and then all the chicks at the Cheyenne Saloon want the skinny white dudes with the tattoos all over them. So I'm out of luck, man. So, and I figured out any girl that approaches me has got to be nuts. So I figured that
out. Let me ask. In demand, between the two of you.
Oh, don't.
More ass. Who's got the most ass?
Yeah, that's him.
Him?
I wasn't going to blast your shit like that.
I'm not going to lie. I pretty much, I was going through a dry streak and then.
A dry streak?
So you married the first piece of ass.
Well, the thing basically, is, yeah, I went through a dry streak, and then once I got off it, she got pregnant, and I'm married.
Oh, shotgun!
She's a wonderful girl.
Yeah,
though,
she's
man.
Good. She's cool.
You know,
when you let her out,
Randall, you kind of just started us down a path here that we do often here on Spank Wagon, and we call it under the bus. And you were about to throw something there, throwing yourself under the bus.
Yes. I was going to throw my mom's under the bus.
Your
so
mom's?
I can't do that, so I ain't going to do that.
Let's
on
do it.
Tell us something about you that would pretty much preclude you from ever getting pussy ever again.
Oh, no, I fell for that with the credit score shit.
We'll all do it. You got to give us something.
No, man. I'm recently let off the leash, so I got to make sure I'm out there kicking right now.
No?
No. All I'm saying is... I've got a half-brother who just turned 7 today, okay? He and I, as far as when we were kids, looked just alike. Okay, that's my half-brother.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love my brother Wesley. He will always be my brother, but I'm telling you, look at the two of us. Ain't no family resemblance. I've been trying to get moms to fess up for the last, like, you know, like I said, that's my brother, love him to death, but you know, look, I mean, you know, he and I about 10 shades apart, and both mom and dad and me are all light skinned, so so we going back home for a cousin's wedding in February.
Does your mom know any Somalians or anything?
Which garbage can did she rescue him from?
So I'm gonna be at the reception with a couple cotton swabs and some plastic bags. It's like, hey, Dad, you done with that soda here? I'll take that.
Way to go, CSI. You know?
See, that's what you're saying. You can't put that kind of shit on TV. People start figuring shit out. So.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying, he's still my brother, whoever his daddy is.
He kind of looks like the mailman.
So as far as I'm concerned, I got two half brothers, but I love them like they're fools. So.
Oh, jeez.
Matter of fact, I used to say Wesley looked a little more like KC from the day after than he looked like me. So I'm going to have to go talk to KC's pops and see what's doing. So, nah, man, I love that kid, though.
You know, okay, I guess we're going to go into that one then.
I got to find somewhere else to go for Thanksgiving and Christmas right now. So if anybody's got an open seat.
Okay, well, in that vein, continuing on under the bus segment.
Oh, shit.
So, 2000. I think it was 2000. My dad had just had a stroke. And it's Christmas. We're at my aunt's house for Christmas. And my grandfather's down there. So, the whole family's around the table. And it's just conversation going. And my dad looks over at my grandfather. And he says, oh, by the way, my other son, Tim, called the other day. And I'm like, what? what do you mean, other son? What? Turns out I got a half brother and two half sisters I never knew about.
Oh, that was like weekly. My dad had kids all on the side. I'm like, this is your half brother. This is your brother Tyro. This is your Ryro Tyree. I'm
Well, your dad was doing it so he knew at least one of you could put him in a good nursing home. You know?
No, it's going to be a concerted effort between all of them. It's like, y'all got to make some degree of money.
When you have that many half brothers, I mean, what part of this fraction break down? 1/8, 1/16, you know?
It was, I tell you, I met them about 6 months after that, and it was the fucking most creepy thing I'd ever met in my life.
How close they look to you?
Tim looks, he's the spitting image of my dad.
Oh.
Tim is the other two, the two girls, no, not so much. But Tim, oh yeah, and it just floored me how off the wall it was, and I just didn't know how really to approach that. And then about 2 years ago, my sister gets an email from this chick and says, by the way, I think we have the same father. Oh. Are you fucking kidding me again?
You know, the thing is, though, is one of these days we're going to hear the story. So this chick I dated like 10 years ago, turns out, I just found out yesterday, she's my half-sister. You know, I'm waiting for one of those stories.
What was that, movie? It was Joe Dirt, and that other movie where he thought he was marrying his...
I'm your sister. Oh, God.
But there was another movie where he thought he was marrying his sister. Because they're
it ain't so.
I had my mom's friend say, I'm tired of reading these obituaries of people who got all these kids that don't match.
You know, they're from a little, you may have heard of it. It's in Illinois, a place called Casey. You ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Little fucking hick town. There's a big difference between Southern Illinois and Northern Illinois. There is a big
Every state's difference. Got their own deep south, right?
Yes.
Except ours is up north.
North.
And they flipped it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, we gotta change gears.
Please.
We got. Anybody else want to admit to any family members that nobody out there really knows about? Rocky, you got any kids?
I got one kid, but I...
Got anyone you admit to that nobody else knows about?
Not yet.
Working on it.
Not even that gutter slut of Fremont?
Look,
they can't get pregnant.
We said
if
we
they
weren't
going to
talk about that now.
He waits till the tax reform is going to
be... Well... Speaking of stupid cunts who should keep their legs closed.
Hey, we were only dating for a few months.
Yeah. Hey, yo. It turns out that Sarah Palin, who up, down, left, and right swore that she did no wrong in trying to have her brother-in-law fired.
Oh, busted, huh?
In the middle of a custody dispute. Yeah, it turns out the Alaskan Judicial Reform Committee and the...
Alaskan Judicial...
The Alaskan Judicial Committee and the...
I can't believe they have one.
And the Ethics Committee, by the way...
Same people.
Both majority Republican have, in fact, said that she did violate no law, but she did violate state statute. Let me read this from CNN. Republican presidential nominee Sarah Palin, who, by the way, I do believe Randall down the end there did the best Sarah Palin impression I've heard all week, abused her power as Alaska's governor and violated state ethics law by trying to get her ex-brother-in-law fired from the state police, the state investigators report concluded Friday. Governor Palin knowingly permitted a situation to continue where impermissible pressure was placed on several subordinates in order to advance a personal agenda. So she's going to fit in perfectly
personal
with
agenda
the,
and
with
politics?
The Bush.
Never.
Never.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
This bitch. That's the, you know, of the whole Tina Fey thing with her.
She's great.
Governor Palin, what do you say? What do you say to people who accuse you of getting increasingly cute when backed into a corner? I don't know. Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, but Palin was fucking winking during the debate. You winked during a debate? What the fuck is this? You know?
Fucking hockey mom. You know that bitch takes it in the ass, too. There's no way around
See,
it.
The only thing missing from the debate was the one guy in the back row going, show your tits!
It was...
Murphy, why weren't you at the show?
Shit, man, they wouldn't let me in. Turns out I might be a felon and not know.
I might be.
Well, if they did, I'm sure the state of Nevada removed your name from the voter registry.
They
for you, all 50,000 names or whatever.
Shit, yeah. Only thing left is that, remember the girl, the Miss Nevada, where they found all the pictures of her in the club?
That was awesome.
Oh. That's the only thing left for Sarah Palin. So Obama probably got those motherfuckers on his email right now. He said, we're going to drop these motherfuckers on November 1st.
So I'm just waiting for you to fuck up. Say one goddamn thing, Sarah.
Say it, bitch. Say it.
Well, come on. Think about it. McCain's already calling fellow Americans my fellow prisoners.
Oh.
What's next? You know, I mean,
when did he say that?
Oh, he said it the day after the the debate.
Oh,
but in the debate, he had the best line that was the most overtly racist.
That one.
That's not racist.
Oh, that was.
If he
would have
said like, "Hey, you come over here, boy," I don't understand that. But not,
all right, so
I like the soft baby face voice he was trying to use through the whole debate.
Oh yeah,
I was just like, yeah,
you know who
like
did it?
But this is
that
a
one.
This is a fucked up election. Who are you going to do? An old white guy with a woman, a crazy Alaskan woman, going to take over, or a terrorist?
America, you need to vote
a
me.
A terrorist,
America, you need to vote
honestly,
me.
Honestly, I
not that
Rocky
coon
don't.
Hussein.
Hold
Rocky
on,
don't.
No, no, no. Hey,
Rocky,
here we go. Come on, buddy, let's hear it.
I can't imagine. I don't know. 9/11 was that long. I can't have a president says, Hussein Obama. You know what I'm saying?
That is one of the stupidest fucking things.
Okay, so your whole
Okay, I'm saying you rename him Tyrone Jackson, I'll vote for
him. Ready? Here we go. So the whole reason you won't vote for him is because he has a name that could be something of a terrorist.
Yeah.
Okay, what about all the serial killers that have been named John, like John Wayne Gacy, all the Johns out there? That's okay.
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
totally acceptable.
Yeah, totally acceptable.
Wow.
So I can't. I don't know if he does this just to piss me off.
How do you justify calling him a terrorist? How, you said Obama, you couldn't have a terrorist for president.
I don't know. That's just a horrible name. If him, he should have changed it to something, you know, like Tyrone Jackson or
something. His name is Barack.
So you're saying he should have changed his name so they could look it up and say, why did he change his name?
Basically.
You know they would have found that shit out, right?
I just.
Why are you ashamed of your heritage?
That is one of the stupidest things you've ever said.
No, it's not. I can't imagine it.
I can't even
have this conversation. Maybe it's my cover for being a racist. I don't know. But, you know, I just got a problem. I just can't really. I can't.
Look, if you're going to be racist, I mean, by all means, admit it. I mean, I have no problems admitting it every once in a while. But, when I asked James L. if he'd like some watermelon for dinner. But, I mean...
Is that during the return? I don't know. It's just...
I mean, say you don't agree with his...
Right, you don't know.
Say you don't agree with his politics. Say you think he's a socialist. Say you think
he's not even listening. That's the problem. He's not listening.
You're basing it off of a fucking name. You're not basing it off of ideas, ideals. They're political ideas,
now,
of course.
If you
a fucking name?
See,
you're named Rocky!
Yes. It's a great, good, strong name.
There's nothing Italian about you!
That's not Italian.
Hey, Rob, sure there's a couple Rockies in prison, too.
Wait, did you just say Rocky's not Italian?
That's because of the movie. That's
the Italian Stallion?
There's more.
Rocky,
more
the movie was that, but the thing, my name is actually German. My legal name's Rock Lynn.
Okay,
so
but
that's.
I don't like knowing that Nazis are putting our buildings together.
Okay, you're assuming that because Obama shares the name of a guy who's a terrorist, which, by the way, Hussein, by the way, isn't a terrorist.
Yeah, I know.
Osama bin Laden was a terrorist.
So if your name is Rock Lynn, why you go by Rocky?
It's just easier.
Now, wait. I think I know where Murph is going with this. You're judging Barack Obama based on the middle name, and yet I did the same thing, you bitched me out.
You got offended because you're not Italian. Because
I said Rocky's Italian.
I didn't get offended. I'm just saying.
Well, you had to. You're like, no, wait. I'm not Italian.
I'm not.
So do you see where that translates?
Yeah, but I'm not running for president either, so it don't
so
matter.
Barack wasn't a terrorist. Hold on, Barack.
I don't like
a,
the Nazis work in real estate.
Name.
You're fired. Right?
Hussein is not a terrorist name.
German. And
your last name is Meisner. You are.
Obama,
I'm making sure.
Meisner.
I'm making sure.
So
they're
big
leaving
deal.
You your job Monday.
Close enough.
You're a German guy who works for Jews. That's what's funny.
Yeah, Steinberg, Goldberg, close
I bet you
enough.
Take every last one of them fucking Jewish holidays off.
And you're looking at it going, you know, that oven looks pretty damn empty.
Jesus.
I can't talk about the company I work for.
Ding!
Pizza exactly. Anyone?
Pussy.
It's just, dude, it's cool. It's cool not to want to vote for Obama. That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
But
have a legitimate reason.
Exactly. That's a good enough reason for me.
What? I can't fault you. I mean, it's your reasoning,
God.
But but you got to see that.
That is worse than Scrappy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's that is worse than Scrappy.
That's like Scrappy, I won't vote for Hillary because she's a bitch. How do you get that? Because she couldn't keep her man at home. He's the fucking president.
He was in the office.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
He was in the home office.
If you're going to fault him for anything, it's for getting a fat intern and not getting a supermodel like Kennedy did.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean... Dude, really? Because he has a name that's Middle Eastern?
Well, either way, I'm not going to vote anyways, but still.
Oh, well, there you go. So your opinion doesn't count.
Your opinion doesn't even fucking matter. Yeah.
Shut his mic off.
Oh.
I tell you this, though. If
by request.
Oh, jeez. No, turn it on.
It's on.
I'll tell you this. If he ever tries to bring up reparations or anything like that, I'm moving to Canada.
Why are you assuming that?
Dude, okay,
reparations. For what?
Why are you assuming?
Here's the thing, dude.
It's just a safe assumption.
Here's my slightly racist
it's a safe
view
assumption?
On that. Here's my slightly racist view on that. If the United States public,
you're just gonna get mad at me, so I suggest you just
now hold on. If the United States public elects a black man to be president, you lose reparations. Mm-hmm. It's like we want 48 Jim Mule. Fuck you! You got one of your dudes running the country. You win. That's it. That's the end of it. You win! Congratulations!
I wouldn't know what to do with 40 acres anyway.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, you can't.
After inflation, dude,
I couldn't even take care of sea monkeys. I ain't going to use 40 acres. Nothing.
After inflation, you get a Tamagotchi and a postage stamp. That's it, man. That's all you get out of this one. Oh man!
Reparations! I can't believe
you
want reparations.
Come back after the election.
That's the biggest word that Rocky's ever used.
You know,
in his
we got a country going into the fucking toilet by 300 or 400 points a day. Oof. You're worried about reparations?
Wait, what about those motherfuckers that went to
the AIG guys
off of the bailout money?
Oh yeah, they,
that's what I'm talking about.
Half the fucking country needs refugee fucking racists.
You know, I'm sorry. Countrywide is giving people who can't fucking think for themselves and get a decent loan a break. I get a fucking decent mortgage and a decent loan, and I get jack shit.
Yep.
No, this guy, you're worried about reparations?
Let's talk about socialism. Let's talk about McCain wanting to buy up all these loans.
We have a government that wants to buy up all the loans. We have a government that wants to buy up all these banks, and yet we can't get fucking socialized health care. Why not make a fucking trifecta? Make us fucking communist Russia. Woo! Only across the river. The fucking vice president saw it. Why not?
Right,
we're
now,
almost there.
Goldman Sachs ride with Putin right back over. Man.
Goldman Sachs is going to get nationalized this weekend. The government's going to buy him up this weekend. Is the rumor right now?
Damn!
How ridiculous is this? We're the Republicans and the Bush administration are making us a socialist country. We already have AIG, which is now the People's Insurance Company. We've got all of the – in the bailout plan, there's $24 billion going to auto manufacturers. So we'll have the People's Car Company. We're going to have health care that eventually will get unionized, and it'll be the People's Health Insurance. People are already saying, oh, well, I don't want to be a socialist, so we're not going to elect Obama. Look at what's going on around you. We're already becoming socialist. There's no mistake about it. It's happening right in front of us in the name of our economy not getting smashed. Jesus Christ. You know what? Vote for me. You know why? Because I'm not going to give tax breaks to anybody. I'm going to fuck you all over. And you know what I'm going to do with that money? I'm going to fucking put regulation back in. I'm going to get us out of stupid wars. I'm going to take our fucking troops who don't need to be in the middle of a country fighting for people who don't like us. I'm going to bring them home. And you know what's going to happen? We're not going to get bombed by anybody. We're going to let every other piece of shit little nation out there that wants to throw nuclear missiles at each other, fuck it, let them. And I'm going to take all that money that we spend on in Iraq every month, and I'm going to build us a big nuclear shield so all of this shit can go on and we'll be fine.
You like The Simpsons?
It's going to be great. Dude, it's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to give a whole shitload of money to PBS, but one of the rules is 4 hours a day they have to show hardcore porn.
I knew it was going to be porn.
Vote for me, and I will make sure that you have a car. I will make sure that you have a house. It won't be great, but I guarantee you'll have it. Vote for me. You know why? Because my vice president's going to take it in the ass.
I'm going to be your vice president.
I want to paraphrase what Murphy just said and just say, fuck you, Rocky. You're stupid. That's what it was.
Vote for me because I'm going to make Hugh Hefner the Secretary of the Interior.
See, I'll vote for him.
You're going to have to replace him in like a year and a half. That cat ain't got much more left. So.
You know what? We'll keep him alive like we kept John Wayne alive. Because John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. Cool. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the Duke. And you know how pissed off he's going to be?
Dennis Leary.
I had to go that route.
God bless America. Now all I want to say is that we're not in a recession. We swear we're not a recession. Okay, well, maybe we're slightly sort of kind of getting
fucked. Pure and simple.
There's a lot of people with jobs out there. But he never says. There's a lot of motherfuckers without.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to talk about that part.
You know what? That's it. Look for it on the forums this week. Vote for Murphy.
Vote for Murphy. We're writing him in on the ticket.
That'd be awesome. Except I can't. I wasn't born in this country.
Oh, well, shit. Get my hopes all up.
All right. Well, we do need to wrap this shit up for the week. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. God damn it.
One more time. Thursday, October 16th. Doors open at 9 o'clock at Diablo's. We'll be playing for $10,000 in the Battle of the Bands. Please come down, check us out, www.myspace.com/cornerstone, and they will tell you everything else you need to know.
Absolutely.
Rocky's just in a daze. He's like, well, I did something dumb here.
Well, I don't care.
Hey, look, that's what this show's about. Get your opinion out there. Do what you got to do, man.
Because the thing is, I am registered to vote. I'm just not going to.
There you go.
I get jury duty selection at least once a year, so.
Shit, that's
so,
not that bad.
I'm not going to vote. But I don't like my options. So.
All right. And that's your right, dude.
Basically, I don't like his name.
Well.
Wow.
All right, so.
Syndicates, we got to talk about them. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM.
I so bad want Obama to get in office so that nigga had the trigger. He's Bubba Crack. That's what he's afraid of. He's gonna Bubba Crack it when he feels like it. I'm tired of these motherfuckers cracking.
You know,
I'm tired of these motherfuckers.
Just gonna snap.
Motherfuckers up. Domino, nigga.
We got Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Radio XUK, Trax Radio, KBMA, and the new Northern Sunsets, our new Canadian affiliate.
Wow. Radio at spankwagon.net. If you send us an email, tell us what you think. Who would you write in if you could write in a vote? There you go.
Putting the cools out on my floor.
Don't forget, we're lonely motherfuckers. You get us on our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon.
Or find us twitter.com/spankwagon.
Don't forget, you can listen to me live every Tuesday here on LV Rocks from 7 to 9. Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Power hour.
Power hour,
come on,
baby.
I'm a writer, man. Get me to write you some good shit.
Yeah, we gotta talk about your book signing. Maybe you can put some information. All right. In fact, we showed up late. All right, this has been Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. Gentlemen, give us the final word to take the show out on.
Help us win $10,000. That's it. Diablos, October 16th, Thursday. Come check us out. Vote for us. Cast your votes. Cheer really, really loud. A lot of other great bands on there, and I like most, if not all, those other bands. But
fuck
I'm trying
them.
To win
we want Cornerstone
thousand,
to win.
So I can't say who they are.
Go watch them, but vote for us.
There you
That's
go.
All I ask.
There you go.
I liked his last words best. Domino, motherfucker.
It sounded so street when you said it too, Rock.
That's Domino, motherfucker.
originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.